fellowship with one another, and the blood of Jesus, his Son, purifies us from all sin. If we claim to be without sin, we deceive ourselves, and the truth is not in us. If we confess our sins, he is faithful and just, and will forgive us our sins and purify us from all unrighteousness. If we claim we have not sinned, we make him out to be a liar, and his word has no place in our lives. The blessing and the reading of the Lord.
Jim? I didn't forget. Give me a few times.
Is a big fan of putting puzzles together. So when she heard this song, she really, really liked it. And she said, you have to learn this song. So I ended up learning it, and now I get to sing it out all the time. This is called Jesus is the Missing Piece, which is the bane of all people that put puzzles together.
People wondering through this world like a leaf out in the wind, never thinking about tomorrow or feeling about the bend. Their lives like a jigsaw puzzle, but they still don't know why. They need to take another look at that old book and they want to be satisfied. If life was a puzzle to you now, brother, Jesus is the missing piece. When you lay your puzzle and even treat your troubles losses, you put it back together, no matter how lost or dry. When you put your puzzle in the Jesus hand, your soul will be satisfied. If you find your life in pieces and they won't fall into place, and you work and slave a lifetime trying to keep up with the race, and Savior and you long to see his face, you better dig out that old dusty book, find yourself some amazing grace. If life is a puzzle to you now, brother, Jesus is the missing piece. When you lay your puzzle at Jesus' feet, your troubles will all cease. Please put it back together, no matter how long you cry. When you put your puzzle in the Jesus hand, your soul will be satisfied. When you put it back together, no matter how long you cry. When you put your puzzle in the Jesus hand, your soul will be satisfied.
So this is my, I have a sign in our house. It says, when have you done something for the first time? So this is for the first time. And having to fill in for Pastor Dave, he asked me if I would. I thought what I'd start out with were some basics. We have a pastor who attended Trinity Divinity School, probably one of the best evangelical Trinity or divinity schools in the country. He studied under some great theologians. The Feinberg brothers were there, D.A. Carson, outstanding school. And our pastor brings that to us every time we're here. He's been well trained, and what we can do, like to talk about is what we can do to make his message even more effective. So I put together a couple of verses. and they're about how to be filled with the Holy Spirit. And if you look at the Old Testament reading that Sylvia gave us, it was David going before the Father, admitting his sins. Before you and you alone I have sinned. In 1 John 1:9, in the New Testament, if we should name our sins, he's faithful and just to forgive us our sins. So as believers, when we believe in Christ and we become Christians, we have lots of things that God gives us to us. There are 40 things. You can name off many. We're not going to go into all of those, but there's regeneration or being born again or having a human spirit. Before we believe, we're just body and soul. When we believe, now we have a human spirit. He's forgiven us from our sins. He's allowed us to pray directly to God the Father. He's redeemed us from the slave market of sin. So Christ on the cross was what the Old Testament people looked towards and what we look back to. He died for our salvation. He also died for our sins. So we are commanded to be filled with the Holy Spirit. How do you do that? 1 John 1:9, you name those sins. Yes, when we believe, we have eternal fellowship with the Father, but in temporal life, we need to name our sins. So in 1 John 1:9, when you read that in Greek, the word in there is confession, is homologeo. And that Greek word meant to quote a previous courtroom case. Christ has gone to the cross and died for our sins. And so when we name our sins, we're admitting to God that we sin. So, how and when do you use that in daily life? Well, today's life, everything comes at you fast and furious. You get angry at sin. You name your sin. You see all sorts of things on TV that just really drive you crazy. You need to recover from sin. You need to name that sin. So 1 John 1:9 is one of the most basic concepts we use in the Christian life, the mechanics. So when Dave's up here speaking, I'm just a layman. I'm not that pastor. He's got a gift of pastor teacher. It is plainly obvious, and he's prepared. So when Dave comes up here to start his presentation, I would suggest that where we have the prayer of confession, if you've got anger or jealousy or some sin in your life, you need to name that quietly. And then when Dave also teaches the Word and is filled with the Holy Spirit, when he teaches from the Scripture, the Word of God that's alive and powerful, then we have the filling of the Holy Spirit. He has the filling of the Holy Spirit, and that's where you get growth in your spiritual life. So it's the number one thing we should do daily. We should also make sure that if you're saying your daily prayers, that you confess your sins first. You name those sins. Get back into fellowship. When we have communion, make sure you're filled with the Spirit. So I wanted to kind of talk briefly about those concepts and not take a lot of time. It's a basic part of our spiritual life, and I encourage you all to try to use that all week long and to see how that has impact in our day-to-day life as God brings grace to us and we can be in fellowship with God the Holy Spirit. Our next hymn is Higher Ground, and that is 399 in your hymnal.